Welcome to the Customer Success Playbook Podcast post-game show, where myself, Roman Tribon, and my co-host, Kevin Metzger, talk about this month's theme, discuss the guests we had on, and anything else happening in the world of customer success. Kevin, how you doing today?
Roman, I'm doing great today. Excited to be here. How about you?
I'm excited. We had the topic this month was key performance indicators, KPIs. And we had a great guest on. We had Chad Estes on from Canvas AI. I thought he did a great job. Any highlights from our interview with Chad?
Yeah, I mean, Chad focused. Yeah, he spent a decent amount of time focusing on, you know, the three main KPIs that they focus on at Canvas: AAR, GRR, and NRR. I think summarizing quickly, like ARR, you want to see that keep growing, right? I think that's what Chad said. GRR, he was saying you want to see that, or at least Canvas focuses on trying to keep that around 90%.
Yeah.
And NRR, I think he said they were targeting about 120% at Canvas, trying to see growth from both. You know, in spite of the churn, you're seeing growth in new contracts as well as your expansion. Whether it's upsells, cross sells, etc. So I think you're saying for there, you're really focusing. They were focusing on trying to get to around 120%. So I thought, you know, it was a great conversation with Chad, thinking through it, understanding how he sees those KPIs. How about you? Any takeaways?
Yeah, you know what? I really liked the part where he was talking about how they look at client usage, right? So for anyone that didn't listen to the show, go listen to it. But, you know, Canvas is really taking a bunch of open-ended verbatims and comments and then running it through their system, right? But they look at, you know, for clients that are coming on board and then as they are long-term customers, their usage. And I love the correlation that he talked about that, you know, they get clients getting in there early, using the full potential of the solution. You know, those clients tend to, you know, stay longer, you know, accelerate their usage, go up from there. And then those early warning signs that if clients aren't sort of using, you know, their run rates down, it's that kind of that real-time monitoring, right, of how well the clients are doing. Are they engaged with your solution? Identifying issues. I thought that was great, right? So anytime you can see some risks in real time and then address them, I think that's obviously a great way for a business to manage their clients. And, you know, I like Chad. I appreciated Chad sharing that on the show with us.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought he, you know, really showed just a great understanding of the business, right? Of the business he's in, how they interact with their business. Yeah. What drives success for both his clients and ultimately their business as clients are successful.
So, yeah. And I think a month long takeaway is, you know, I don't know if there's a silver bullet customer success metric, right? Like we've had discussions, we talked to Chad about it. We've talked to a bunch of other folks about KPIs and ARR and GRR. I think those are ones that a lot of people use, customer lifetime value, but you know, it's hard to get, there wasn't a silver bullet in terms of what I heard that people were like, oh, this is this is the North Star. And if you measure towards this, everything else will kind of fall in line. It's really, you know, it depends on the business, how your clients engage. You know, it's really there's a lot of different ways you can go. And I think what is a key indicator for one company is not quite the same in another company, right?
Yeah, I can see that, and it's right. It's specific to the business, right? How is your business help its customers, and what do you need to do within your business to make it grow, or to, you know, grow with your customer? So, you know, it was kind of neat because we interviewed Chad two and a half weeks ago, and then last week we got to meet Chad in person.
It was awesome. So yeah, so audience, in case you you're not following us on LinkedIn, you should follow us on LinkedIn. But on Friday, former guest James Scott from Growth Molecules hosted the first ever Atlanta customer success conference, full day session at the Atlanta Tech Village. There were 100 customer success professionals there. Henry Heikamp from Mercedes-Benz was there. He gave kind of a keynote speech. That was awesome. And then they just did a really great job of it. So not only did we get to meet Chad in person, who you and I had never met in person. James, we had met in person, but James was there, which is awesome, former guest. Marcus Vassell, who was on the show, I think maybe he was the first guest in 2024, if I remember correctly.
He was first guest.
Yeah, got to meet him as well. We saw Dave Ellen. It was like a who's who of the Customer Success Playbook podcast.
Yeah, it was pretty neat to see everybody. And you know, really the overall, I think James put on really a great event. Really a ton of different topics. He prepared well. I'm reaching to grab the booklet that I have sitting on my desk with all the different sessions. And so some of the different breakout sessions that James had going were, I'm just going to read through some of them. I won't read through all of them, but scaling with digital CS, driving renewal success, CSM incentives and KPIs, platforms and tech. There was an AI breakout session, pooled CSM models, health scores and risk mitigations. So, and it goes on, there were probably 10, and James went through and set up questions for each of these. And the session basically had breakouts, and really I think the sessions I participated in, really some great discussion.
Yeah, do you have any favorite breakouts or any key nuggets that emerged from any of your sessions?
So I enjoyed sitting in the AI session. That was interesting. I think there's a lot of conversation about what's possible, and you know, people still trying to work on getting there. So that was kind of interesting.
Not a lot already in production, Kev, though. A lot of like concept kind of talking, like exploring it, or a lot of people already integrating it into their business.
I think exploring it was where we were at right now. Where I have heard people have some successes with some AI bots and customer bots, a little less with some of the driving decisions through data with the ML and the learning. That stuff still seems to be, the infrastructure is coming along for getting it there, but they haven't really gotten the value out of it yet. How about you? Any takeaways?
Yeah, I mean, I was in a great session on onboarding. Again, kind of, it was great. Even though she wasn't there, we're at this round table, Kev, talking about onboarding. And one of the people at my table was like, hey, I don't know if you guys know, but you really, like, this Donna Weber lady is really amazing, and you guys should all, like, read her book, Onboarding Matters. And Justin Chappell, who I probably should be on the show at some point, I'm sure we'll get him here at Gray Atlanta. He's at Sixth Sense, I think, is the name of the company he's at. Yeah, Justin's awesome. Justin's like, hey, Roman, didn't you and Kevin just interview Donna like last week? And so that was kind of neat. And so it was a good plug for the show and for Donna at the same time. But one of the things they talked about at the table was just having different onboarding packages. So, you know, it really kind of having that, you know, a basic package, kind of a mid-tier and a premium package. And it was interesting. They said a lot of clients they'll start with the, you know, the cheapest package, which I don't think is maybe much of a surprise. But pretty quickly into the onboarding, they see the value of those other packages, and they're, you know, willing to pay for the speed, the convenience, whatever it may be. And it's interesting. A lot of people were in the trial and error phase, still kind of in proof of concept in terms of how they're segmenting clients, how they're packaging that up. So it was neat. I love, you know, again, I think the customer success community in general, it does a great job of sharing and is very open to ideas. And it's great. And I think we're lucky being in Atlanta that we have a really robust customer success network here, and there's tons of people doing lots of cool things that, you know, I know you and I love to take advantage and learn from.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely was an exciting day. And if you happen to be in Atlanta and are listening to this, get involved with Atlanta CS. The summit was just over, but James, there's weekly coffees, chats, and then there's going to be, there'll be more sessions coming up at various businesses around town.
Yeah, it'll be great. It'll be great. All right, Kev, before we get out of here, next week in Cobb County, spring break, you sticking around or are you venturing forth?
We're taking a little trip up into the mountains for a few days, but mostly around.
Mostly around. All right. I'm taking my first trip to 30A, which I think is in the panhandle of Florida. I've never been.
Oh, really?
First time. So...
What area?
Santa Rosa Beach. So
my sister owns a house down there.
I already know. I feel like it's just, I'm just basically taking our neighborhood, Kevin, moving it south for a week because I already know a whole bunch of people already being down there. So should be fun. I know when I'm at the beach, nothing's more relaxing, Kev, than listening to an episode of the Customer Success Playbook podcast, which I'm sure I'll have on. So again, if you're listening, check it out. If you have spring break, make sure you follow at Kevin Metzger on LinkedIn, follow at Roman Treba on LinkedIn. We have our Customer Success Playbook LinkedIn page. So follow us there. Let us know what topics do you want to hear, what guests you want to see us have on the show. Check out our website, customersuccessplaybook.ai. Kev, anything else we need to plug?
I don't know about plug, but just keep on playing.
Keep on playing. All right. Thanks, everyone.